hallelujah. Go ahead and let's give the Lord great praise. Oh, let's live that song out. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, God, you're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. Go ahead. Give the Lord that praise. All my praise, Lord. All my strength. Go ahead. Take your liberty. Take your liberty. Deliver to the Lord what rightfully belongs to Him. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
All that you are and all that you have was originally mine. And so when you give your all, give your worship or your heart or your commitment or your service, you are really giving back to me what originally belonged to me. But when you give it, you will not be empty, because the more that you give, the stronger and the fuller you will become. Man measures, you take it away, it's gone. But I measure, if I ask for it back, I will give you that plus and more, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. That's it. It belongs to Him. Go ahead. That strength, that voice, that praise. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. The Lord is moving in a very particular way today, and He's drawing our attention to what He desires, and I'm thankful that He would feel comfortable enough with us to ask of us something. You know, someone that you don't know very well or you're not comfortable with, you are more hesitant to ask of those persons. But if you trust an individual and you feel like you have a deep enough relationship with that individual, when you want something or need something, you're not hesitant to ask that something of that individual. God trusts us today. He trusts us today. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of you? But to fear the Lord thy God. Secondly, to walk in all His ways. And thirdly, to love Him and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And God consistently asked for that all, and so it's no wonder that in the New Testament, the Epistle of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23. And whatsoever you do, except, no, it doesn't say except, does it? Whatever you do, and I've seen this displayed today, do it heartily. Do it with heart. Do it with all you've got. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Somebody said there are three choices: give in, give up, or give it all you've got. I'm preaching this morning on the third choice. That little guy makes me want to bust a move. Give it all you've got. Well, let's do that. Would you just give a praise to the Lord for His Word? Maybe for His Spirit in your life, or maybe just for His goodness? Yes. All you do. All you do. Lord, you said, do it heartily with all that we have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. If there's another hallelujah in there, let it out. If there's another amen in there, let it out. If there's another love for the Lord, let it out. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're not going to stop there. And you may be seated. One of the Olympics' greatest stories is not about a first place finisher, but it is about a finisher who gave it all he had. John Stephen Aquari, in running the Olympic marathon, was injured about the halfway point. There was jockeying for position between runners, and he fell. He badly wounded his leg, his knee, and he dislocated a joint in his shoulder. This is his story.
At the 1968 Mexico City Marathon, three men earned the right to stand on the victory platform, the winners of the gold, silver, and bronze Olympic medals. But for some, the reward is a personal one, the knowledge that they finished what they set out to do. A little over an hour after the winner of the marathon crossed the finish line, John Stephen Aquari of Tanzania approaches the stadium, the last man to complete the journey. A voice calls from within to go on, and so he goes on. Afterwards, it was written, "Today we have seen a young African runner who symbolizes the finest in the human spirit. A performance that gives true dignity to sport. A performance that lifts sport out of the category of grown men playing at games. A performance that gives meaning to the word courage." Perhaps the words of John Stephen Aquari epitomize all that is right in the human spirit. When asked why he did not quit, he said simply, "My country did not send me 5,000 miles to start the race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race." The light in this Tanzanian runner is a beacon to us all to endure to the end, to finish the race, however long and hard the road.
And he didn't start us to just begin this race, but he created us to finish the race. He didn't start us on this journey to only begin to serve the Lord. But we are saved and we are cleansed. And you were created to serve the Lord with everything that is within you. And as Paul said, I want to finish this race with joy. I want to finish this course with strength. And I want to finish strong. I would say that that man gave it all he had, and 50 years later, he is still an inspiration that says, give it all you've got. No matter how we feel, no matter what is going on around us, no matter if a lot of crowd has left the stadium or the auditorium, give God all you have, because God is worth everything we have. God is worth giving it all that we've got. There are other worthy things that are worthy of time and talent and energies. But God and His church is worth and worthy any giving that we will do, including when we give our all. Other efforts, other life obligations, other causes, many of them are worthy. But there is one effort and cause that is more worthy than all others. Only one cause is worth giving it all that we have, and that cause is serving God and fulfilling His purpose. It's worth all we've got. It's worth everything we are, every talent, our thought processes, everything we are. He's worth it. It's worth all we've got because He's worthy. And then it's worth giving all we've got because we are giving ourselves to something that is eternal. What you do and what you are and what you give to the Lord is not going to the grave with you. It's living beyond. It's going to impact people that are living, that were in the shadow and the sphere of your influence. But even beyond this earth, I'm telling you, what you give today is going to be eternal. The praises that you gave the Lord this morning, they're not going to die out. The prayers that you prayed this very day and other days are not going to die out. It's worth giving it all that we have because He's worthy, and this is an eternal kingdom. The times demand that we give it all we've got. The times demand it. The Lord is coming soon. And that means various things. If He is coming soon, that means that judgment is coming. It means then that we must be ready. Don't let anything stop you today from being ready to meet the Lord. If you have never experienced salvation, I encourage you today, give it all you've got to take whatever steps are necessary. I remind us, folks, and I know that we are numbed to this fact. We feel like that life will just go on. But I tell you that judgment is coming, and the rapture of the church is coming, and we must be ready. If you are not ready, I just want to offer this little simple instruction. Seek God as never before. Seek God as never before. If you were drowning, or if you were trapped in a burning building, or you were pinned under a collapsed room or a collapsed building, I do not believe there would be just little effort to get rescued and to be saved. You wouldn't worry about what was going on around you. If there were others pinned and trapped in that building, you might have a sensitivity to them, and you would be concerned about them, but you would not let what they were saying or what they were doing keep you from giving it all you had to be rescued. Underneath that pile of plaster and those beams or those pieces of wood underneath that floor that had fallen on top of you, you would be calling, "Help, I'm down here." You would be giving it all that you had to be rescued. I'm going to tell you, it's more important to be ready for the coming of the Lord. If you have never repented, today you should repent of your sins. And I've got good news about that. The Lord will forgive you of those sins. He will be an immediate rescuer from those sins. Judgment is coming. The times demand that we give it all we've got. It's not just a matter of some little salvation process and we can be saved, or it really doesn't matter if we repent or if we're baptized in Jesus' name or we're filled with the Holy Ghost. It means the world. It means the eternal world. It's time to give it all we've got. I preach, and I'm going to be bold today, every person that has not yet repented, or you have not yet been baptized in the name of Jesus, or you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to have that experience in order to enter to heaven. And it's time to give it all you've got. And when I say give it all you've got, I'm not necessarily talking about a big public demonstration where you have to shout real loud and speak in tongues real loud or weep and cry real loud. I'm talking about from the depth of your soul. I'm talking about not putting it off till tomorrow or the next service or a Sunday. It's time to give it all you have, because the Lord is coming and judgment is coming. If you have, I'm going to tell you that if you have questions, ask them. One question about salvation is not worth spending eternity in hell. Let me just throw this out. It is, there is no in between. In some ways, I'm wishing I could soften this, but I can't, and I won't. It's heaven or it's hell. It's what it takes to get to heaven, or else there is eternal damnation and separation from the Lord. That's why I'm preaching this morning. Give it all you've got to be saved, to repent and be baptized. And if you've not been baptized in Jesus' name, there's no excuse today. The waters are already, there are robes to be baptized in. A message is being preached that says this is important. I just say, if you've got questions, ask them now. If you're held back by any kind of fear or intimidation or shyness, all of those things have held people back. But remember, you may be underneath that collapsed building, and people aren't shy underneath collapsed buildings. They're not shy in the midst of a burning house that is about to engulf them and others around them. They are not shy. You say, Pastor, is it just that simple? Yes, it is just that simple. There must be a desperation that says, I gotta be saved. And if you have been saved and something has gone awry, this is the day to come back to the Father's house. This is the day to make everything right. This is the day to clean everything out. We must give it all that we have. And another thing about this end of time, we've got to stay ready and we've got to stay serving, because we do not know when our time will be up. End time may be one thing. Our time may be another thing. We've got to keep our hearts right. If you're held back by fear or intimidation, I know some very good people, both in the past and perhaps presently, that would, they, out of sensitivity and love for loved ones, especially some that have gone on, even for some who still live now, and they do have some kind of relationship with God. But individuals hold back for fear that if they acknowledge or they do repentance, or if they acknowledge water baptism in Jesus' name, or they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that would be judgmental or say something about their loved ones' lack of acknowledging those truths that they have discovered. I would just answer it like this. If you're being held back by a previous relative that may not have taken all the necessary steps, and you are sensitive to that, and you would not want to be an embarrassment to them, I will give you this simple answer. It is time to do everything you can to give it all that you have to be sure that you are saved. Give it all that you have. Leave the questions and the loved ones in the hand of the Lord. If anybody is wrestling with that, here's a key word: trust. Trust that God's word is true and what he asks is required. And then trust those other loved ones that you love and you're trying to be sensitive to. Trust that God will always do the right thing with every soul and every life. It comes down to, it's a matter, this February morning, it's a matter of life and death if some folks receive the Holy Ghost today. I'm not predicting your death. I'm just saying it's time to get out of a rocker of ease and feel like that everything's going to be all right, or it really doesn't matter all of that much. Somebody needs to sound a voice and say, you've got to give it all you've got. I looked across the aisleway this past week and I saw our good brother Martin and his family at the funeral service of his mother. And there he was, he and Jason and Brittany and son David and the sole individuals of that family. And there were several other family members in that family. And Brother David hit me like a brick as I sat there about the commitment that you have made. And then I thought, I knew that the sacrifices. We were in the teen class together. When Brother Dave came to the Lord, he came one or maybe more Sundays, and he looked the part of the world. In fact, when he changed, we didn't even know him. The next Sunday, he came in the classroom. He had a full, bushy beard, and his clothing probably wasn't just per the Lord's standards, but God got a hold of his heart. Filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He had one more year to go in college. And he told me the rest of the story after the service. He said, Pastor, he said, when I came to this wonderful truth, I went back home and there were family members who were opposed. And in particular, his good father was opposed. So he gave Dave the ultimatum. He said, Dave, you either quit going to that church and you can stay home. But if you're going to continue to serve God in that way, you go up right now and pack your clothes and you get out of this house. Dave said, I remember walking up those steps. He said, I was already packing that suitcase because it was in his heart to give it all that he had to serve the Lord. He realized the importance. He was always obedient and was not rebellious. Well, I don't know if he was always obedient, but most of the time he was obedient. And he climbed those steps and began packing those clothes, and his mother came. She had talked to Dad, evidently. She said, here's the groundwork for how this is going to work. You two are not going to talk about church any longer. I'm going to talk about that. But I don't want you to be outside and fending for yourself. And Dave told me, he said, Pastor, I didn't know. He said, all kind of thoughts were going, how am I going to live? How am I going to exist? But God had done something to his heart. Now, there are many of us that don't have that experience, and for that, we are very, very thankful. But I'm preaching this morning, there will come a time when you have to decide, I'm going to give this all that I've got. Seek the Lord today. This salvation is, I'm going to tell you, it's more than a set of rules that a church has come up with, more than a set of rules, some gates or some stair steps. We feel like everybody has to check that box. If you are looking at it in that way, please change that. This is what God has laid out. This is what his word has said. He said, you just got to give it all you've got in faith. Give it all you've got in repentance. Don't compare yourself with somebody else. Give it all you've got when you come to the Lord and repent and be baptized. Baptized in Jesus' name, and give it all you've got as he fills you with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, when God fills you with the Holy Ghost this morning, you just let that voice out. Let the Spirit of God give you the utterance, and you start speaking in that other language that only God knows, and don't put a lid on it. Praise God. Don't put a lid on your praise and your worship. We must give it all that we have. We must work while it is day. If this... Let me ask you, not only about salvation, but any other thing we do. If this is the end time, what are we saving our energy for? If this is the end time, what are we saving our time for? And there's all kind of answers that may be trying to leap into our mind, and it tries to push the importance of God and the kingdom of God to the background. And they're good answers, and there's a lot of people that would agree with you about those answers. But God says the most important thing, the thing to give everything for, is the kingdom of God. I tell you today, when it comes to serving God and His kingdom, avoid putting off your commitments to the kingdom and to His service for any reasons. Avoid putting off, well, when I get better at this, or when I get more time, or when I'm not so busy, or when my kids grow up, or let somebody else do it. I've already done my part. The time is now to give it all we've got. I'll say this, no matter how young you are, how old you are, the Lord is worthy. And this kingdom and this church is eternal. And the values and the principles and the talents and what you invest, your time and your energy, it is going to pay off eternally. Give it all you have. And I would quickly add, everybody will have something to give. It will be something different for others, but you will have something to offer. Don't let the excuse, well, I don't have what so-and-so has, or I don't have it to the measure that I think it should be, or I don't have what pastor expects, or I don't have what other peers expect. Give him what you have. We all have something to offer when it comes to serving the Lord and His kingdom. We must choose to focus on what we do have, not what we don't have. Somebody said this, too many people overvalue what they are not, and they undervalue what they are. They overvalue, I can't be that, and I'm not like them, and I can't do that. They overvalue that, and then they undervalue the way that the Lord has made them. He said through Paul, we are His workmanship. We've been created to good works. The verse says it this way, we are created to join Him. That's the translation, to join Him in the works that He is doing and the work that He does. He created every one of us. Every one of us has something to employ in the kingdom of God. Don't bury your talent. Don't waste that talent. Don't waste that ability. Don't try to limit the definition of a talent. Sometimes we limit the definitions and think a talent is this, and a talent means platform display, or a talent means some public acclaim. That's not what God sees as talent. What He sees as talent is who you are and what you are. Everybody has something. I just offer to you today, do not minimize your offering, what you can do and what you can give. I want to say that again. Please at least listen to it. Please at least hear it. And then it's up to you to do something with it. Do not minimize what you can do and what you can give. If that little boy with the lunch would have looked at the crowd and then looked at that lunch, he would have decided it's not adequate. I can't do this. This can't happen. And so many times, those are the things that hold individuals back. It may not be the only thing, but minimizing what we have and what we can do causes us to prejudge that we can't do it. But I would just tell you, before you minimize and before you prejudge, put it in the Lord's hands like the little boy did. This may not look like much, but God, it's coming into Your hands. This may not look like it will do very much, like that lunch didn't look like it would do very much. But don't let your own thinking and don't let the enemy stop you. Don't let it stop you from giving all you have. There is no telling what would happen at APC if everybody put the pedal all the way down to the metal. You say, oh, you're dreaming, Pastor. Don't wake me up. Let me preach. Let me preach what the Word of the Lord said. I'm in this book right here. We must. And put away your shovel today to shovel it. Oh, yeah, if they do that, that would really be good. I'm preaching to all of us. because it's imperative that all of us give everything that we have in the work and the kingdom of the Lord. Stop listening to discouraging and limiting and minimizing and belittling and disparaging voices in your spirit and life, even if it's your own voice. Stop listening. Do not withhold what you have today. Don't withhold it totally like that one that buried the talent. Do not even withhold it partially. Here, please, I encourage you, don't bargain with God. Well, I've given him this much, kind of like the Ananias and Sapphira thing. Theirs was money. We're talking about energy and service and talent. They said to Simon, here's all we have. And it was only a portion. And Simon said, you're not lying to me. You're not lying to your pastor. You're not lying to the man of God. You're not lying to the church. He said, you're lying to God. Whenever we do not give everything that we have, we are lying to God. Everything. Everything. There's no excuse. And we can come up with plenty of them. We can come up with plenty of them. It can be about time. It can be about people. It can be about how we feel. You know what? How we feel is going to kill us. Somebody said, I don't feel comfortable, or I feel uncomfortable, or I don't feel this or feel that. It doesn't matter how we feel. It's a matter of how God feels and what God says. Be willing to give everything. I would just pose this, and this is a good little report card. Here it is. Whatever you would do for other important areas of your life, your family, your job, your education, all of those are very important. They should not be set aside. But whatever you would do for those with your time and your talent, be willing at the minimum to at least do that. But in reality, be willing to do even more for the Lord, his work, and his kingdom. Our best is what is required. The question's not going to be, did you do better than somebody else? Did you give it all that you had will be the question. It's not going to be, is your service or your talent or your work or your efforts better than another's? But did you do what you could do? Did you give all that you could give? Did you give it all that you had? Giving our all in God's sight isn't giving more than somebody else. It's just simply giving all that we have. Everything. Israel took a minimal service attitude. And it's almost staggering to read God's response in the first chapter of Malachi. And you can read in there all the offerings. They were given torn animals and lame animals, the sick animals. They gave, but they were preserving the most for themselves, which is sometimes what we are tempted to do. They brought their cast-offs. They brought what was left over. They presented them as their best. And here, God's response is in verse 10. And the King James may be just a little bit wordy, but the New Living Translation, here's what God said. I wish one of you would just go shut the church doors and close it down and not even have a church service if all you're going to do is partly sing. That was God's response. If you're just going to give a portion of sacrifice, God said, I wish somebody to have the gumption enough to go out and say, we can't have church this way. I wish you'd just shut the doors. If you're coming in just to be half-hearted and mediocre, I wish somebody, God said, would just shut the doors. That's God's response. This is simply it. It's either give it all or not at all. Give it all or not at all. And you know what? We can give our best. Brother Egan, to our men's fellowship some time ago in one of our meetings, referred to an article by Mr. Chris Myers. It's called The 40% Rule. And he writes in that article about what separates, he's talking about performance and abilities, and he talks about what separates top performers from the rest. And he answers in this article, it's the 40% rule. Here's the 40% rule. When your mind is telling you that you're done, and this could apply to anything, exercise, education, church service. When your mind is telling you that you're done, that you're exhausted, that you cannot possibly go any further. You're really only actually 40% done. When I heard him say that and when I read that, something rose up within me and says, you're wrong. Because I, perhaps like you, like to pamper this flesh. Don't talk so strongly and don't preach so hard, Pastor, about giving. Don't give those very stark contrasts. Don't make me feel uncomfortable. But that 40% rule has been proven and shown time and time again, no matter what area it is in. And Myers writes this. He said, in growing up, I was always told, if it's too hard for somebody else, it's just right for us. Instead of saying, well, it was too hard for them, so that means I can't do it. Something can rise up in us spiritually. Some grit and some gut and some, I used this word once already, gumption. Nobody probably knows what that is. Some determination. Here's a Bible word, commitment. To rise up and say, if it's too hard for somebody else, it's just right for me. That's not pride. That's determination. That's not pride. That's giving it all you got. Run, buddy, run. Go, little man, go. You're what I want to do. You're what I want to be for the work and the kingdom of God. This cause and this purpose is worth giving it all. I'm just going to offer to you, we can do it. We can give it our all. Don't let anything excuse you. Anybody else or your own mind, you can give it all you got. Part of last week's ministry fair was about engaging in the kingdom of God. Get one of these if you haven't already. Check boxes. Say, I'm going in and I'm going to be a part of the kingdom of God. I want to start listing, but I'm running out of time here. I want to start listing areas where people can be involved. If you can do it, to get in there and give it all that you have. Take something and say, I'm going to be a part of the kingdom of God. Praise God. There's a whole lot of folks in the stands, but there's not as many on the field. We need to get in that field because he said the laborers are few, but the harvest is great. And I've got good news for you. There is reward for giving it all we've got. A graduate on graduation day and then later when they're entering the job of their dreams, they are never sorry for the commitment they made or the time they spent. We might have complained about it every test we had and every paper we had to write. Whew. I did that UGST class. I thought I was going to get stretched beyond my brain and beyond my life. And I looked at that and I said, whew, I cannot do that. And right now I'm in one of those eras. I need to get back and take another class, Pete. Because we think we can't do it. And some of that stuff I had never done before. And I was in class with some of these brains. Peter and Amber and who else? There were some others that were in there. I set the rule right the first class. I said, there's no best in the pastor. You miss a couple questions. I said it, but I was teasing. I think. If you could talk to Sunday school teachers and Sunday school workers that have passed on to their reward, they would not be disappointed or frustrated by all the hours that they prepared or that they taught or that they loved their students. Sandy and Raj, I thought about Clyde and Noreen Hope. Hours, days. People looking on saying, why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Did they get weary? Yes. Were they strained? Yes. But there's a reward that was waiting. If you could talk to them now, if they could come down and speak to this Sunday morning, I wish I could bring them back, but God, Jesus in his parable said you can't bring those folks back. You just got to believe the word that's been given. That's what he talked about with Lazarus and that rich man. He said, if they won't believe the word, they're not going to believe somebody coming back. If you could talk to them, did Pastor Branding, the founder of this church, make sacrifice? Yeah, but if you could talk to him, he would say, it was worth giving all that I have, even if it violated what family members tried to pressure me to do. I referred to Brother Dave. He says, by his continued faithfulness and his continual service, it's worth it. There is a reward. It's going to pay off now, and it's going to pay off in eternity. Brother Dave, would you mind just coming and standing by me just a moment? It's just an emblem. He's human. He's a man. He has struggles. He has challenges. Just stand by me just a minute, Brother Dave, if you wouldn't mind coming up here. But I respect you, sir. I know there are others here. All of us have made commitments and made sacrifices. They were different than Dave's. They were different. But it calls for a sacrifice and it calls for a commitment. Somebody's got to do some training to win that marathon. Somebody's got to have something in their heart like Stephen Aquari that says, they didn't send me just to start this thing. I want us to obliterate this thing of the new convert. Yet we want the new converts to still be all on fire, but the rest of us to be a little less with the flame turned down. Why don't we obliterate that? And all of us give everything that we have to the Lord. Would you stand with me right now? And I don't want to even waver or tarry here. I want you, if you have a desire to give everything to the Lord, I just want you to begin to come. If you need to repent, you also come. If you want baptism, you also come. If you have questions, you also come. But for the service of the kingdom of God, I'm calling for the church right now and the saints of God along with those who need salvation. You just come. No fanfare. That's right. It's not a lot of to-do. It's just a simple commitment, but a very deep commitment out of your heart and out of your life that says, I want to. I realize I need to give it all. I need to give it all. I need to give it all. Today. That's right. Make your commitment today. That's right. Give it all you've got. Hallelujah. Remember, you're only 40% expended. There's more. There's more. He created us as his workmanship. He created us unto good works. He put the potential in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss your will. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I give you all, Lord. I give you all. That's it. Go ahead and just talk to the Lord right from where you are. A personal altar right where you're kneeling or standing. Just make it a personal altar of commitment, a service to you, Lord. Yes. 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 Go ahead. Pray it through. Pray it out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes,
I'm going all the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to give you all the way.
I want to give you all, Lord.
I'm going all the way.
I want to give you everything.